our brains do not like change. Now, why is that important? Do you have a goal that you'd like to achieve quicker than the current pace that you're on now? If so, because I'm going to share something with you that guaranteed your favorite athletes, superstars, and even the people you look up to professionally know how to do. If we're going to make progress in any area, certain things have to be in order. In fact, if you look back on any successful outcome that you've ever created, chances are that you've had the things we're going to talk about in place, whether you realized it or not. Today, I'm going to show you how to set yourself up to win every time, whether you want to lead with more confidence or eat a more nutritious diet. The process is the same in some important ways, so let's get to it. Now, in my course, Entrepreneurial Intelligence for Dentists, we go into the details of mentally rehearsing for how you will be once you've achieved your goal, similar to how you probably thought about how you'd look in your cap and gown at commencement or imagined your whole outfit when you tried on a new pair of shoes. The ways that we direct our minds or the ways that we don't direct our minds have a direct and major impact on the outcomes that we create. Why? Because our brains think. They problem solve and they work with the input and stimuli that we give them. When we don't give our brains anything intentionally, they work first with what they already have, what's comfortable, what's most familiar, and what's likely to produce an outcome that feels good. Our brains do not like change. I'm going to say that again because it's crucial. Our brains do not like change. Now, why is that important? If it's different in a good way, it's still different. And in the course, we cover how to combat thought processes that keep us from our goals. But for now, what I want you to understand is the incredible pull that you will absolutely experience when you set out to accomplish something. And that one of your best friends is going to be flexing your thinking muscles in mentally rehearsing what you want to achieve. If you're not sure exactly what this process should be like for you, I'm going to walk you through it and you're going to love it. To give you an idea of the process, think of a movie that you've seen 100 times.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Think of a scene in that movie that you know word for word, every inflection, tone, hand gesture. If we were recasting the movie today, you'd be the first choice for every role. Okay, got your movie? Now think of a scene that you know really, really well and pick one character to focus your attention on. What is the character's name? What is he or she wearing? How is he or she standing? What is the facial expression? What is the emotion that that person is experiencing? What does the character do that makes the scene so believable? Now using that same line of thinking, create your own image about your goal. This is going to be of you. Not the current you, but the one who has accomplished the thing that you want to achieve. One of my favorite ways to exercise this part of my mind is to picture something that would be a realistic occurrence after I achieve my goal. For example, if my goal is to lose 5 pounds, then a realistic situation following the loss of that weight might be that I zip up my skirt without any uncomfortable pulling or sucking in. You might be asking yourself why this matters or how this helps, and trust me, I get it. When I first started studying this technique, I was skeptical too, but after seeing the direct impact it had on my life and hearing from hundreds of clients how it's shaped their results, I became convinced, hands down, no question, that there is absolutely a connection between what you let play in your mind and what you produce in your life. If you've been doing something similar in your imagination on a regular basis, your job is to either increase the frequency of your visualizations, increase the detail, or both for the next 3 weeks. If you haven't been thinking on purpose about how you will be once you've reached your destination, your job is to pick a time of day each day that you'll begin creating an image of what it will be like for you. Do this for 3 weeks. And let me know in the comments the time of day that you find most effective for this type of strength training. Now, as you're doing this and continuing life in your day-to-day, you're going to start to access that vision as a source of strength and strategy. When things come up, because in life they always do, I want you to ask yourself questions like, how would that me, the one that's accomplished the thing that I'm wanting, respond in this situation? And really think about it. How would the more experienced, more advanced, more accomplished you respond? So often I find that we already have the answers we need. We just need to access them. And by aligning yourself more with who you're becoming rather than who you've already been, you upgrade your access to your own answers. Stay tuned and follow me for more tools and resources on how to use your mind and create the health, happiness, and success that you want in your practice, business, and life. I'm Chelsea Myers, founder and CEO of Dental Life Coach and the host of the Dental Brain Crops podcast. Stay tuned and subscribe for more on how to build health, happiness, and success in your dental life.